بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the day of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, a group of Sahaba Tabi'in were dispatched to live in a Jewish settlement. They were around for a few months or a few years, and Amir bin Umar radiallahu anhu had ordered the return. They got the return and they packed up. The Jewish in whose area they were living, they came out pleading to them, please don't leave. We are here in sin, living in oppression, living in usury, indecency, and all the vices that you can think. Robbing, cheating, hurting, killing. These were the vices that we were involved in. And when you came in here, then this whole place was transformed. There's no crime, there's no evil, there's no indecency, no robbing, no cheating. So please, for the sake of God, don't leave. If it is because of some type of financial constraints that you are leaving, they take all and take amount of wealth and not even payable when able to take it. Whatever amounts you ask for, take. If it is that you want land and homes, or take our homes. If it is that you want our daughters, take that as well. But please don't leave. Yeah, they received the command of me and they departed at once. The point to note is they created such an impact in the hearts of the disbeliever that the disbeliever began to be convinced that the good that's in the area is because of these people. Their dealings, their ways, their interaction, their socializing, their fair play, their justice, their goodness and their compassion that's spread throughout the area. We're seeing it with our eyes, our children, in our homes, in our towns. We're seeing all this. Now these people want to leave, they'll take all the good away as well. So this Muslim's life is such that you can feel the presence of goodness with his presence. In the Khilafat of Mansur, perhaps, Mansur is an Abbasi Khalifa. So a Muslim Jamaat was crossing through Christian territory, and all of them were taken as prisoner, brought and summoned before the king, and the king ordered that they should accept Christianity. About 3 or 4 people accepted, and they were spared, came to the 4th or the 5th person. And the Christian king made the same demand, that you accept Christianity, otherwise we'll chop your head. So you say, you can do whatever, but I'm not just prepared to give up. Do what you want. King chopped his head off, and perhaps it was on the banks of the Tigris River, he just threw the body into the river. They still there, the king, the people, this group of Muslims, they're all around. And they're seeing that this head that was thrown into the Tigris, it has dipped, then resurfaced, and then it's calling out. So and so, and so and so and so, taking the king's name, people that are on, and as well as those Muslims that had given up their religion, na'uzu billah, to all the names. And that head is saying now that your Rabb has commanded, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Come back to your Rabb. Allah Pak is happy with you. And you are pleased with Allah Ta'ala. You also happy? And Allah Pak is happy with you. Come back. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. And henceforth, enter into the company of our slaves, our friends, and to Jannat. Say all those who were around accepted Islam. Those that had turned away, they came back. The whole kingdom shook. You see what's happening here. So the world is starving to see true Islam. They have seen every ism, everything they have seen. There isn't an ism, there isn't a vice that they haven't seen. Talk of indecency, they saw it. Talk of wholesale massacre, they've seen it. Talk of wealth, they've seen it. Talk of pleasure and comfort, they've seen it. So the world has seen everything. There isn't a thing that they haven't seen. Fashion, wealth, pleasure, woman, indecency, availability of any type of crime, seeing all this. But what they really starved of is to see a real true Islam. And when they see the true Islam, then conversion is just a matter of time. And nobody should feel that this is the work of great ulama, great mashayikh. Everybody can do it. Hazraji rahmatullahi hatmul murid, perhaps you should call him Baremia. Quite a wealthy person, and it seems like he is a contractor. So he has a contract to put up a masjid. So they showed him the land, it demarcated. How they do it in India is they fence the whole place up, and then all the materials that they need, all is placed in the fence, within the fence. Now, this Baremia now is called the association of Hazraji Rahmatullahi. And just look at the transformation of his thought. How his thought just changed straight away. The neighborhood, they saw this person, they recognized his piety and his goodness, and they offered him homes, palatial homes to live in, like how we get invisible or muscative. So he said, no, I live here in this masjid demarcated area where the poor are living, like you would say an informal settlement, I'll stay here. At every step of the road, this old man, he's a banner of Islam. He's actually saying by his action, though he doesn't know so much, he's just got the association. But that association has shown its color. So here, what he's saying, by his behavior, by his action, remaining here with the poor, he says, Allahumma ahyini muslima, Allahumma ahyini miskinan, wa amitni miskina, wa ahshurni fi zumratil masakin. Let me live as a miskin, die as a miskin, and let me be raised up amongst the miskin. He's got offered homes here, palatial homes, and he wants to live with the poor. It means he's got the spirit of the sunnah. أحيني مسكينا وأمتني مسكينا وحشوني في زمرة المساكين. As though he's practicing the hadith, the miskin, the poor, they will enter into Jannah 500 years before the wealthy. But now, he doesn't even know, but he's practicing it. You see the association with the pious and how it transforms even your thought. Your thinking goes different. Now, the area for the masjid has been all marked off. From the day that it was marked off, he commenced with namaz, calling out azan in that spot. This is a masjid, they've already offered it to Allah Ta'ala. is no more the land, it's the land of Allah Ta'ala, it's our property. So now, when it's a masjid, so the activity of the masjid must take place straight away. You don't have to wait for a grand opening and a ribbon cutting or so and so to come and give an opening talk. It's already a masjid, and the function for which it has been put up or it has been demarcated, that must start off straight away. See again, simple person, but he's got the essence of the sunnah. Now this essence of the sunnah is through the association of the righteous. It rubs on, and then you're not care of anything. What who's going to say what, and who's going to do what. I've got Rasulullah on my side, and I must start off within my limitations, within my resources, what I can do, I must start off. So what a beautiful way of doing tabligh. See those people and their tabligh in the Jewish settlement, and it shook the whole area. Just they're living by the sunnah. See, Islam is not a hate campaign. It's not to breed hate, to breed love. Not a campaign to breed depression or despondency, rather to breed and to promote hope. Allah will make it happen. So we're not a people of hate. We're not a people that are talking about hate, kill, murder, hurt, and rejoice at other people's pain. That's not our work. Our work is that we feel hurt for the pain of people, Muslim or Muslim, whoever it is, but we don't feel comfortable. Any person is in distress, but we feel, the Muslim feels it. It's not a thing to brag and be proud about. Look in this state where people are in difficulty and strain, the biggest donors are Muslims. One organization is giving 10,000, 15,000 hampers to 15,000 different homes, imagine. You find anybody doing it. Now, that's Islam. Islam is teaching, promote happiness, not just keep it to yourself, to others. How much you can reach? You can perhaps give 10 hampers, give it. Don't even look at whether it's a Muslim or non-Muslim. Give. As Allah Ta'ala gives you, then you also give. He's been good to you, you be good as well. Today, Imam Sahib read in the Taraweeh, Ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. Don't go cause corruption, hurt amongst people. Cause goodness, promote kindness, to whatever extent you can. You can enjoy, but let others enjoy. Don't try and manipulate enjoyment only for yourself, only to yourself. What's the good in it? Just keep it for yourself and restrict it. Then I don't think an animal does that. You enjoy and let others enjoy. So you see this Baremia, and he started off Masjid wale kaam ko usi din se shuru kar diya. That activity, the function of the masjid straight away. Demarcated the area, and it's a masjid. Now why must we delay the function of the masjid? Someone must make a grand opening and announcement. Afterwards, let him do it. But the masjid is open now. Azan is called. I'm performing namaz. Anybody has to join in, he must join in. Well, that Baremia is settled there. In a few days, one Hindu comes along, perhaps he wants a job, but he doesn't have a place to stay. So this Muslim Baremia says, well, you stay on one end of my house, I'll put a different end, you stay there, I'll stay in a different end. So you're free to do what you want, and I'm free to do what I want. Everybody's living temperaments are different. You do as you please, I will do, but I will look after you. So he's employed him, but looking after the non-Muslim as well, giving him a place and a shelter to live. Whatever good he's got, he's sharing. See, that's Muslim. Sharing, caring is not just to be taught at a nursery. No, it is to be lived, not to be talked, spoken about, to be lived. So he's sharing with him. Dog came around, scruffs gave me the dog. The dog is taking care of the place. But what a beautiful you know, what a beautiful surrounding. All Muslims came, they were there for him. The dog came, they are for him. If it is Allah Pak's work, it is there. If it is Azan, it's been called out. So what a beautiful, serene environment must be. The serenity and happiness is in this. Kindness, taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, calling Azan, speaking of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, really that's the serenity. Anyway, this is happening now. So, that Hindu that was living with him, he had got some work among his relatives or whatever friends, and he's gone for the night. Or a certain time he's gone, and he's only returned late at night, about 12 o'clock. Now he sees that the clock of that old man, I think, is ringing away, and the dog is coming to the well and going to the road. It's coming to the well and going to the road. In India, that's what happens. And when you're starting off a project, you start off with the well. Because free availability of water. Water is quite freely available. So that in the building, you have to have water. So that dog is coming near the well and going to the road. Now, it makes the Hindu curious. Okay, what happened now? The clock is buzzing away. And the dog is barking, coming to the road in the well. What's happened? So he goes to the apartment of the old man, not to find him there. He comes to the well, and he sees the old man is down there. What happened? The old man, perhaps at night, he was wanting to make wuzu or something, and he tripped and he fell into the well. But now, in the old days, what they used to do, they put up a well. So within the walls of the well, they'll have some brick coming out, jutting out. So if someone fell in, he holds onto the brick and they came up to one level and he can't bring himself back to the top. So the Hindu made out that's what happened. You see, and on the side of the old chacha, what he used to do, see, you know, everything of his is deen. Everything, if you just analyze this old man, everything is deen, kindness, fair play, being good, even to an animal being good. It was his habit that if he performed, or it was Zuhar time, as he's preparing for Zuhar, so he will set up his alarm for Asr. And if it's Asr time, he's setting the alarm for Maghrib. His Maghrib time is setting the alarm for Isha. So again, he's practicing the hadith. See, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had seen once what were the actions and what were the deeds that even the malaika, they are taking pride and they are competing with each other to grab those actions and take it to Allah Ta'ala. What are those actions? The malaika are vying to take up. So hadith says three actions. One is isbaghul wudu al makari, to do proper wudu even though it is difficult, winter, etc., but you're doing the wudu properly, correctly. Number two is kasratul khuta il al masajid, frequenting the masjid. And number three is وَانْتِزَارُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ. One namaz has ended and you're waiting for the next namaz. I ask you, this chacha, wasn't he doing that? As he's keying that clock for the next namaz, the clock of 1970s, they didn't have all this type of fancy clocks that we have nowadays. So you have to key it all the time. So what was this? وَانْتِزَارُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ. And he liked the masjid. One, you know, kasratul khuta il masajid. So he's there in the masjid. He's preparing for the next namaz all the time. So everything is chashad. You know, just that association of the righteous, and what a transformation it does to a person. What we are really in need of today is the association of the righteous. Now, how you identify? Because the world has progressed materially. It has progressed in conniving, in indecency, in treachery, in trying to deceive and let people down. The world has progressed in this. So when it's progressed in this, now to identify the right person becomes quite difficult. So how do we identify the right person? So some of the broad guidelines is he's got no commercial interest. He's not after just commerce. See, one is, his main concern is commercial. How much I can grow, what are the opportunity. I can just make a small adjustment, make this halal. So that is not his concern. That was really the pages of the Quran. If you turn the pages of the Quran, that was the way of the Anbiya, not commercial. Ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr. I don't want any remuneration. What I'm doing is fillah, lillah, and I don't need your remuneration. So these people being the representatives truly of the Anbiya, they also not after any material and commercial gain. That's the first thing that will be clear in them. Number two, the second thing that you'll find them, that's quite prominent in them, is the adherence to deen, righteous. This is Chachaya. He wasn't an alim, wasn't a mufti sahab, right? But you see the deen in him. Every step on the road you see, man has got deen here. He's offered this thing here, his own place here, the feeling, the passion for namaz, the attachment to the masjid. He's got everything in him. So the second thing is they being committed to righteousness. No matter what circumstances they are, but we need to be right. We need to be with Allah Ta'ala. We need to be committed. So that's the second thing that you must see in a person, he's committed. Right? Number three is this, that his behavior, his ways will be very much similar to the way of the Anbiya alayhi salam, akhlaq, the demeanor, the type of spirit that he's showing, expressing. So you find a good, great resemblance between him and the Anbiya alayhi salam. The fifth is that he must be a paragon of the sunnah. His life, you'll see sunnah in him. Whether it is the sunnah of the physical self, the tongue, the eyes, the body, or it is the sunnah of the heart. So there is no malice, there is no malicious intent. It is just Rasulullah in his life. Now you see a person and hold to his company. Right? You grab the company and you join. And slowly you'll find that even him, not even telling you about these things here, your heart will just go for it. I must do this, and I must do this, and I must do this. The love will build, and those colors will just pass on. And what a beautiful way to leave the world, that you're getting in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his footsteps. Right. You get many people, sometimes simple people, but the spirit is true. Very true, very great. They may be a simple people, but people have observed that when they are dying, that Rasulullah is coming to receive them. They may have been simple people, ordinary people, but they were so infused into the sunnah, small sunnah, big sunnah, they were so attached, so much attached. You know, many people have seen such people. We have to leave the world, right? But then the reason is coming to receive them. But what a great thing. Can you think of anything greater? We are going on that end, then might as well we go in the best of ways. Allah will make this a reality.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta khaluq. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله صلي وسلم على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله وأفهله. أو افعل بنا كما أنت أهل، فإنك أهل التقوى. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أول الأولين، يا آخر الآخرين، يا راحم المساكين، يا ذا الجود المتين، يا أرحم الراحمين، ظلمنا أنفسنا، ظلمنا أنفسنا، ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh, beloved Allah, oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our parents. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our wives and our children. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our asatiz and mashayikh. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, out of your infinite grace, your compassion and your mercy, on account of the love that you have for us, O Allah, you allowed us to be in this Mubarak gathering. O Allah, through the wasila of the love that you have for your servants, we ask you, please forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, please forgive us. Forgive us for the sins we committed with our eyes. Forgive us for the sins we committed with our tongue. Forgive us for the sins we committed with our hands. Forgive us for the sins that we commit knowingly, unknowingly, in the day or in the night. O Allah, forgive us for the wrong thoughts that we had in our heart. O Allah, forgive us for everything. O Allah, O Allah, make this Mubarak month the change in our lives. The change forever, O Allah. That now we come towards you, O Allah. And every moment, O Allah, make it be a moment of love and compassion, a moment of acceptance, a moment where we live for Rasulullah's mission and we die for this mission. O Allah, give us a tawfiq of bringing this sunnah in our lives. O Allah, we're not worthy of anything. The Mubarak way and sunnah of Rasulullah is so pure and we are so impure. O Allah, we committed so much of sins, O Allah. Yet you have so much of love for us, O Allah, that you allowed us to come in your house with these filthy tongues and filthy bodies and filthy hands, O Allah, and filthy eyes in front of you. We confess, O Allah, that we are the worst of your servants. And you are the most beloved, most compassionate, most loving, most kind, Allah. You gave us everything. And this is the way we conduct, O Allah. Please forgive us, O Allah. Wallah, whatever Rasulullah sallam wanted, Wallah, you give us the tawfiq of bringing that alive. And on the day of Qiyamah, when we come before our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he must be happy to see us. Every day, every night, every moment. You must fulfill what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted from us. You must not let him down, Wallah. Wallah, give us the wealth. When you're distributing the wealth, Wallah, and the people of the dunya are happy with the wealth of the dunya, O Allah, bless us with the wealth of akhirat. O Allah, bless us with the wealth of tawbah. O Allah, bless us with the wealth of maghfirat. O Allah, bless us with the wealth of hidayat. O Allah, bless us with the wealth of taqwa. O Allah, bless us with the wealth, O Allah, the wealth of ma'rifat. O Allah, bless us with the wealth that you bestow your special servants, your selected special servants. O Allah, what you gave the anbiya. Wallah, what you give the Sahaba, Wallah, bless us also with the shame. We're not worthy, Wallah, but out of your infinite grace and mercy, Wallah, give us this, Wallah. Wallah, let the akhirat be our goal, our aim, our qibla throughout our lives, that we must work towards this. And dunya should not turn us away, distract us. Wallah, but we are your weak servants. Wallah, we are your weak servants, Wallah. Wallah, we also need the dunya also. Out of your infinite grace and mercy, fulfill our needs in this world also. Fulfill our dunya needs also. But Wallah, give us a tawfiq of living and dying for deen. And deen should be our goal. And we should, whatever we do, Allah, we should do only to please you. Wallah, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted, Wallah, how we treat his, your bondsmen, your servants, Wallah, give us the true realization, the true tawfiq of fulfilling this, that the life, the respect, the wealth, the property of every mu'min, Wallah, that we should also honor it. Like how we love for ourselves, we should love for others. How we wish honor for ourselves, we should wish honor for others. Wallah, give us the tawfiq of bringing this in our lives. Wallah, make us the true examples of the sunnah. Wallah, make us the true examples of the lovers of Allah, your special lovers, the representatives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That wherever we go, the winds of hidayat blow. The kuffar see us and embrace Islam. We are a means of joy and happiness and mercy for one and all. Oh Allah, you guide us, O Allah. Hold us by our forelocks and take us towards guidance, hidayat. O Allah, show us how to behave, how to conduct, how to fulfill your rights and the rights of the servants. O Allah, every moment make it be a better moment. O Allah, save us from the different fitnas, the fitna of women, the fitna of wealth, the fitna of the world. O Allah, the fitna of the qabr, the fitna of akhirat, the hardship and difficulty in this world. O Allah, we're so weak, O Allah, we're so weak. We won't be able to pass, O Allah. O Allah, please, O Allah, save us from all difficulties and fitnas. But if it is muqaddar, O Allah, then you keep us steadfast. O Allah, keep us steadfast. Let us be the true examples of the sunnah, the true representatives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That deen is everything to us. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu is our life. Wherever we go, then we express our love for Rasulullah sallallahu, for his sunnah, and our sacrifice to bring this alive in the world. O Allah, give us tawfiq of bringing our lives, our businesses, our domestic lives, our social lives, everything in conformity, total conformity to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wallah, the wealth of the Quran, the wealth of the Sunnah, the wealth of Hadith, Wallah, put it in our hearts, Wallah. Before we leave this world, Wallah, your book, that book of guidance that you send, the greatest book, Wallah, let us understand it. Wallah, bless us with the true understanding of the Kitab, Wallah. Wallah, we don't know anything, Wallah, we weak, Wallah, we're not worthy of anything. Wallah, the only thing we got to present before you is the hope that we have that you'll forgive us. The only thing we can come, Wallah, certainly of your pious servants throughout the night, they recite Quran, they stand in the Tahajjud Salah, certain servants fast towards the days, certain servants, Wallah, in the path of Allah, they strive. Wallah, we don't have anything to present before you. Oh, Malikul Mulk, Talbizul Jalali wal Ikram. The only thing we got is mountains of sins, Wallah. Wallah, but you're so kind and loving, Wallah. You conceal our sins from people. Wallah, please conceal our sins in this world, in the qabr and hereafter. Wallah, don't expose us, Wallah. Wallah, don't disgrace us, Wallah. Wallah, please don't disgrace us, Wallah. We're making sincere tawbah today, Wallah, from the sins of riba, with the banks, Wallah, and the haram, Wallah, we make tawbah from that. The sins with our eyes, Wallah. On the internet, to the TV, all these things haram, Wallah. We accept, Wallah, we accept. We don't want to change your way, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of deen. Wallah, we admit, Wallah, this is not the pure way, this is the evil way. This is the way of shaitan. Wallah, please, Wallah, make us from your special servants. Make us from the representatives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not the representatives of shaitan. Wallah, please, Wallah. Wallah, give us safety. Wallah, give us aman in this land and all the land where the Muslims are. Wallah, Haramain Sharifain, Masjid Al-Aqsa. Wallah, you bless them with also protection, divine protection. Wallah, wherever any Muslim is, Wallah, you put him in ease and comfort and remove his difficulty. Wallah, keep him in ease and comfort and remove his difficulties. Whatever difficulty he is going through, Wallah, out of the love that you have for Rasulullah sallallahu and the love that you have for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu, Wallah, we ask you to this, Wallah, that please, Wallah, keep every mu'min, Wallah, in the protection, your special protection, his Iman, his Islam, his wealth and property, Wallah, you protect it, Wallah, protect it. Give him the tawfiq of coming on the Kamil Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, unite the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, unite the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon the Kamil Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, give us the tawfiq, Wallah, of being keys of hidayat, keys of your marifat, keys of spreading the sunnah, not keys of sin and transgression and turning people away from deen. Wallah, the restrictions, Wallah, that have been placed, Wallah, in the entire world. Wallah, this great fitna, Wallah, we are in. Wallah, only the control is in your hand. Wallah, we can't do anything. Only you can do. Malik, we beg you, Wallah. We beg you. Wallah, we don't lose focus. We know, Wallah, your door is always open, Wallah. Wallah, but this test, Wallah, you uplift this test, Wallah. Wallah, remove the locks on the doors. Remove the restrictions. And Wallah, remove the locks on our hearts. Wallah, remove the locks on our hearts that are preventing us from coming towards you. Oh, Wallah. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted for us, Wallah, we beg you, please, out of your infinite grace and your mercy, bless us. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection and refuge from, Wallah, we ask, we also seek refuge from this. Wallah, we also seek refuge from this. Wallah, bless us with the tawfiq of coming to the masjid. Bless us with the tawfiq of reciting the Quran Sharif. Bless us with the tawfiq of taking your name. Wallah, bless us with the tawfiq of refraining from all areas of doubt and sin. Wallah, bless us with the tawfiq of uniting the ummah. Wallah, bless us with the tawfiq of showing the true akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, teach us how to speak, how to use our limbs, how to fulfill good akhlaq in front of our parents, our mashayikh, our neighbors, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, don't test us, Wallah, don't test us. Wallah, bless us with barakah in our lives, in our wealth, in our actions, in our children, in everything, Wallah, bless us with increase of barakah. Wallah, make us the zariya of barakah. Wallah, make us the sabab of hidayat in the entire world. That the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we spread it in our words, in our actions, and in our spirit. Wallah, as time passes, Wallah, we're moving more and more away from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fitnas are becoming more and more intensified. Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi'al al-khirat. Wallah, we ask you tawfiq, Wallah, to do good deeds at all times. Wa tarq al-munkarat. At these difficult times, Wallah, give us the tawfiq of refraining and restraining ourselves from sins. Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi'al al-khirat. Wa tarq al-munkarat. Wa hubb al-masakeen. And to love the poor, to love those who are underprivileged, to be there for the ummah, to sacrifice our comforts, to see to the needs of your bondsmen, of your creation, to sacrifice, to make people happy, not to put people in distress, not to put people in difficulty, not to hurt anybody at any time. وَإِذَا أَرَدَّ بِقُومٍ فِتْنَةً فَتَوَفَّنَا غَيْرَ مَفْتُونِينَ. Wallah, and if you decree that any fitna is going to strike, Wallah, then take us away before the fitna. Wallah, take us away before the fitna. And if it is muqaddar that we are going to be around, then Wallah, you protect us. Like how you protected the youth in the cave. Malik, how you protected them. How your special grace and mercy that for 309 years, they remain in sleep but in your obedience. That their hearts were turned towards you. That they kept themselves away from fitna, from your disobedience. Wallah, you gave them that martaba of worshipping you, of being in your obedience for 309 years. Wallah, our hearts also, Wallah, desire that you also bless us, Wallah. You also bless us with that tawfiq. Wallah, as the time comes close for us to leave this world, Wallah, let it be a happy moment. Wallah, how you took the lives of your special servants, some in salah, some in sajda, some in tawaf, some before the Kaaba, some before the Rose Aqdas. Wallah, we're not worthy of any good, but out of your grace we ask you, take us in the best way, in the best place, in the condition that you are most happy and most pleased, that everybody around should be grieved that we're leaving, and you must be happy and we're happy to meet you. Wallah, make that day be the happiest day. Wallah, make the day, Wallah, give us a tawfiq of leaving a legacy behind. The legacy of the sunnah that will be remembered, that will continue till the day of Qiyamah. Oh Allah, whatever mistakes we made, Give us tawfiq of putting it right. The people who we hurt, oh Allah, give us tawfiq of asking them maafi. Oh Allah, we hurt our parents, give us tawfiq, oh Allah, of making their hearts happy. Oh Allah, making their hearts happy. Oh Allah, not to justify our sins and our wrongs, but to come out in the open to realize. Oh Allah, give us that wealth of realization that we are nothing. Oh Allah, give us the wealth of realization that we are every second only living through your mercy, your grace. Oh Allah, please, oh Allah, we love you. Oh Allah, we're happy with you, oh Allah. In every condition that you kept us, Malik, we're happy with you. We're happy with you, oh Allah. Forgive us for the disrespect that we showed you, oh Allah. In the masjid, oh Allah, before the Rozay Aqdas in Medina, Munawwara, Makkah, Mukarramah, we did not fulfill the rights of deen, the rights of the place of worship, oh Allah, the rights of the Muslims, oh Allah, give us, oh Allah, please forgive us for all this year, forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, whatever we have, whatever desires we have in our hearts, oh Allah, whatever desires, oh Allah, you fulfill it, oh Allah, you fulfill it, oh Allah. Certain things, oh Allah, in our hearts, only you know. Allah, nobody we revealed this before, but the desire that we have, Allah, you fulfill the need of every person here, every mu'min in the world, Allah, whether he is in the land of Islam or the land of kufr, whether he is traveling on sea, in the air, whether he is in any place, Allah, you fulfill his needs, his halal needs, Allah, you fulfill it. Allah, the needs of the ummah fulfill. Those who are desirous of spouses and they wish to get married, bless them with pious suitable spouses. Allah, those who are desirous of children, Allah, offspring, Allah, bless them with pious, healthy offspring. There'll be a legacy of hidayat to continue in this world. Allah, those who in financial constraints and difficulties, Allah, remove it, Allah, remove it. Allah, bless them with barakah. Allah, bless them with barakah. Allah, those who desirous of those who desirous that their children come on the path of piety, and they are on disobedience, oh Allah, make the children the coolness of their parents' eyes. Oh Allah, make the children the coolness of their parents' eyes. Oh Allah, make us so beloved to you, Allah, that every moment, oh Allah, every moment you are guiding us. Our eyes, our hands, our tongues, our ears, everything, oh Allah, is every moment is you. How you guided the Anbiya, you guide us. How you guided the Anbiya, you guide us. Allah, remove all the difficulties on our path, the restrictions. Allah, and make us from among the special favorite, your favorite servants. Allah, give us a tawfiq, how we all gathered here in your home, Allah, in your house, in the company of the pious, Allah, in the akhirah also. Allah, let us be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us enter Jannat bighayri hisab, without any hisab. Allah, save us from torment in the qabr. On the day of Qiyamah, let us be from those special that jamaat that will enter Jannah without any reckoning, without any difficulty. Allah, whatever we asked you, Allah, bless us. Whatever we did not ask you, Allah, that, and we forgot, Allah, you bless us that. Whatever we ask for ourselves, we ask for every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مرضا إلا شفيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.